This is the West Michigan Sports Show, presented by the United States Air Force. Now, here's your host, Brandon Wirth.
This is your home for local CSAA sports coverage here in West Central Michigan. I'm your host, Brandon Wirth, joining you here live here at 3:30 on WBRN. Thanks for all tuning in with us right now over your radio at 107.7. You can catch us as well, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM, as long as there is not a Tigers game that is slated. Unfortunately, Detroit does trump my little show. I'm not going to fight about it because I don't have the money to get soup. But we have a great episode for you here today. You can always catch this episode as well as all of our other episodes on WBRN.com. After post-production, you can log on there as well as wherever you get your podcast platform, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. We'll have the show dumped in there as well. So you can subscribe and you don't miss out on any episodes. But speaking of Central State Activities Association action, we got track and field meets right now. I'm actually on my way to one as you are hearing this live here on 3:30 on this Saturday here on this lovely April 27th afternoon. So we got great coverage for you. We'll break down some of the earlier action in girls soccer, track and field, baseball, softball, and more, as well as we'll get into some big matchups coming up on deck here next week. We're getting to postseason, whether you like it or not. It's coming in hot, and teams are starting to gear up and get ready for the month of May when it's all going to go down, but it's going to be fun to follow. We'll get into all that as well. As at the end of the show, I'm going to go over five ways that you can improve your mental strength in your sport. These are ones that I have learned either secondhand from a lot of coaches, a lot of other great influential leaders in sport, ones that I have learned myself that have helped, especially in running specifically, but how it applies to other sports, as well as some that I found in my research time. So hopefully I can pass it down to the next generation of competitors. You can use them, maximize your not only physical capabilities, but your mental capabilities, right? It's a big time thing in our world of sport right now. Can you mentally be stronger than your opponent? Now, more than ever in the world that we live in. And I'll explain that why in the second half of the show. But before we get into the local sports rundown, big thanks to all of our great sponsors that make this show possible, including the Car Center just down the road in Rogers Heights. When you need body work, request the best, request the Car Center. Find the big mailbox right there down Northland Drive. You can't miss it. Get your car in there. They get back to you faster, and they certainly do a great job. So make sure you hit them up, as well as you can go online and find more information at carcentermi.com, as well as other great local sports supporters of the West Michigan Sports Show that include Johnson's Automotive, AlterCare Big Rapids, the Schuberg Insurance Agency, Quality Car and Truck Repair, Moda, the Macosta Osceola Transit Authority, Parasol Sales and Service, and the Macosta Osceola Career Center. Thank you for your support of the West Michigan Sports Show. And as always, if your business wants to get involved with the West Michigan Sports Show, hit us up here at the Big Rapids Media Network, connect with our sales team, and we'll get you hooked up to supporting this show and local high school athletics. But without further ado, high school athletics, we get to the scoreboard now. We'll start all the way back April 20th, exactly 7 days ago on Saturday. We got Central Montcalm and Lakeview in baseball action. It's the Hornets winning in game 117-1, and then they defeat Merrill in that tournament championship 15-3 there from Stanton Central Montcalm. In baseball action, Lakeview would win in that consolation game to Saginaw Michigan Lutheran Seminary 8-5, the final score there. Molly Stanwood had their Mohawk Classic baseball tournament as well. They would fall in two games to Fremont and West Michigan Aviation Academy, 8-0 and 4-0. But Molly Stanwood hosting a great tournament by what I heard. And congratulations to all of our competitors. Over there in soccer, we had the gym floor shootout. Big Rapids falls to Milan, 2-1, the final score there, as well as falling to Flint Powers Catholic, 4-0. There against the Chargers, and it would ultimately be West Catholic that would face the Cardinals in game 3, and it would be West Catholic winning 2-0 over the Cards. So the Cards come up empty, but Coach Ray's team looking to bounce back in CSA action here next week. Also, got a shout out, Hadley Fox, hat trick in one of her last games. She looks to be on fire this season for Coach Ray and company. Moving to softball, Beaverton beats Lakeview in the Beaverton tournament opening round, 11-3. Final score, the Wildcats fall on that one. Then just over across the road on US 10, just northeast of here, Central Montcalm beats Benzie Central 14-1 there in softball action. That one only taken five innings, but Everett would win over Central Montcalm 10-1, the final score in that one. So Everett comes out victorious, as well as Tawas beats Lakeview in that other Beaverton tournament game just down the list, 20-5. Tawas wins in four innings there in that action. April 23rd in CSAA action in baseball and softball. Starting with baseball, Coach Scarpelli's team wins the first game over Chip Hill 6-3. Second game gets postponed. Tri-County wins over Kent City in the first game 12-2, but Kent City rallies back 19-5 win. Both those games in five innings, so a split either way between the Vikings and the Eagles. The Newaygo Lions get a sweep over the Mohawks on Willie Stanwood, 4-3 in the second game, 9-0 in the opener. So a sweep there for the Lions as they continue to claw their way up in the CSAA standings. Reed City also beats Lakeview 12-1 in five innings. They could not get game number two, and based off of the data that we have, so we'll see if they can make that game up soon. Coming up, a win for White Cloud over Grant. Big upset for the Indians. They win 3-2 in the opener. Grant bounces back, though, in a big way. They win 13-0 over the Indians. Revenge game after that one-run loss. They take the split on the day. Softball scores that have been reported. Newaygo's offense continues to smash the softball. 21-6 and 13-3. They beat Moy Stanwood sweep at home there, both in four and five innings, respectively. And Reed City beats Lakeview 15-0 in four innings. That the lone score reported online at MHSA.com. In track and field action, we had three tries, I believe. Actually, I lied. There was two tries, but also a couple others in a mega CSAA meet. So we'll get to all those scores here as we go along. So in the first try meet, Grant in Tri-County at Reed City. On the boys' side, Reed City takes down Grant in Tri-County, and Tri-County over Grant in dominant fashion. So Reed City sweeps the men's side, goes 2-0. On the women's side, Tri-County goes unblemished. They win 2-0, and Reed City goes 1-1, Grant 0-2, respectively, there in that track meet. The other try taking place at Newaygo, this would include the Lions as well as the Indians of White Cloud and the Eagles of Kent City. On the men's side, Kent City is victorious. They win 2-0, as well as White Cloud takes the split. Newaygo falls to 0-2. On the women's side, Kent City gets the sweep once again. They go 2-0. White Cloud with a split. Newaygo is the one that is swept once again, 0-2 there in that meet. Now, with the rest of the teams there in what was a quad matchup with five teams on the board. Big Rapids, Lakeview, Moy Stanwood, Chip Hills, and almost forgot Central Montcalm. Don't worry, I didn't forget about the Hornets. So going straight down the list here, Central Montcalm over Chip Hills over Moy Stanwood, Lakeview over Chip Hills, Big Rapids over Chip Hills, Montcalm over Moy Stanwood, Montcalm over Lakeview, Big Rapids over Central Montcalm, Lakeview over Moy Stanwood, Big Rapids over Moy Stanwood, and Big Rapids over Lakeview. So definitely the standout, Central Montcalm and Big Rapids there on the men's side. Going to the women's side, we had Chip Hills over Central Montcalm, Chip Hills over Moy Stanwood, Chip Hills over Lakefoot. Lakeview is the one I was trying to say. Chip Hills over Big Rapids, Montcalm over Moy Stanwood, Lakeview over Montcalm, Montcalm over Big Rapids, Lakeview over Moy Stanwood over Big Rapids, and Lakeview over Big Rapids. So, Central Montcalm as well as Chip Hills, the dominant on the women's side there in what would you would call that, a pentameet? Sure, we'll call it a pentameet there from Central Montcalm. So those are your scores there in track and field. Move a day ahead. April 24th, baseball action. Central Montcalm falls to Charlotte, 7-3-8-4 there from Charlotte. Reed City gets game number two in against Lakeview. They win 15-9. Chip Hills played Harrison and got two wins, both in six innings, 7-4 and 17-9. In girls soccer action, Big Rapids over Newaygo, 2-0 the final score there. Grant dominates against Chip Hills. They net five and allow none there in that victory at home. Kent City all against Tri-County, and it was certainly the Vikings on the road, 6-1. The score there. Almost had it backwards on my score tally. Lakeview over Reed City 5-2. The Wildcats win at home, and Alma sneaks out a win against Central Montcalm in softball in transition, as well as Saranac over Lakeview 11-1-9-4. Saranac takes down the Wildcats there in softball action. To April 25th, Hart over Kent City in baseball, 8-7 thriller there from Hart. Belding takes down Tri-County in a pair, 12-2 and 14-7. In softball, Newaygo falls in 2 to Coopersville. The Broncos win 10-7 and 15-0, as well as Reed City beats Lakeview in 5 innings in the makeup game from that second game rainout on Tuesday. Now, April 26th from yesterday, we got Central Montcalm in baseball over Big Rapids 8-2, but Big Rapids bounces back for a 15-8 win against the Hornets. So Big Rapids now with their first loss on the season, but they take the split against the Hornets and still at the top of the tables. Kent City against Reed City. They take down the Coyotes in game 2, but fall to a mercy in game 1. 11-0, the Coyotes win. 4-3, the Eagles win in those reported scores. Also, Chip Hills against White Cloud. The Warriors sweep the Indians 11-4 and 9-4. In respective games. Lakeview over Greenville, 6-3 in girls soccer action, as well as Tri-County gets a 2-0 win against the Shelby Tigers. Grant falls to Muskegon Orchard View 3-0, as well as Newaygo gets a tight defensive 1-0 win over Ravenna, and Sparta takes down Big Rapids 2-1 in non-conference action. In softball, Reed City gets a sweep over Kent City 10-0 and 20-2 respectively in those scores, and those are all the scores reported so far in CSAA action. But before we get to a break, we'll leave you with some big games coming up. Reed City against Newaygo in baseball. That will be at Reed City on the 30th, 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock. As well as in softball, Kent City will travel to Big Rapids, 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock games there. As well as coming up, we got a really interesting soccer game that I think will be very fun. Kent City traveling to Chip Hills, 7 o'clock game there on May 1st. As well as we got some golf as well coming up here this weekend, coming up here soon. So be sure to be on the lookout. You can find out more at MHSA.com. But a lot of teams going over to Shelby there on May 2nd. So that's a notable tournament to look out for. But we're going to take a quick break. We'll pay some bills. We'll bring it back. 5 ways that you can be better mentally as an athlete from myself, a college athlete. We'll be right back after this on WBRN. Welcome back to the West Michigan Sports Show, presented by the Carr Center in Rogers Heights. So, mentality in sport. How can you improve yourself? How can you train yourself? Now, before I start, I would let you guys know that might not know who I am, where I'm coming from, my background, so you can get a basis of credibility and being able to relate. I am a collegiate athlete, just finishing my career actually this year, 5 years at the Division II level, running cross country and track and field, both indoors, outdoors, and cross country in every element you can imagine, as well as I've worked with sports mentality programs with an employer that I've worked with other coaches that coach football at the college level, tennis at the college level, very experienced other high school coaches, and I've definitely learned a lot of things from those curriculum. Now, if you're trying to get into a little bit of a sneak mode and you're like, ooh, is this the PDF that I can unlock with all the curriculum that I don't want to pay for because it's free and it's on? No, not going to get you that far. You can find out more with that particular employer if you figure that out. But here's where I am coming from when it comes down to it. I have went through a lot of mental battles. I've went through a lot of physical trials in my career, and I've done other things as well. I've been an assistant coach at the high school level. I've mentored a lot of youth camps during my time, which I certainly enjoy doing and hope to continue doing, staying in this area for a little while. But I think the biggest thing that it comes down to is, first of all, knowing what this sport really means to you. I think that's really priority number one. Knowing why you do the sport, having something to go back to, is one of the biggest things you can have. It's that baseline of when everything is not going your way, quote unquote, crap hits the fan, what do you go back to, right? Why are you doing the sport? It's fun, right? You want to have fun, or A, it's to get a goal done. You want to go back to that mark. Now, I understand there's a lot of people, myself included, that might get that mentality stuck thinking solely about that goal. And that happens all the time. All you think of is a number in your head. It's a school record. It's a conference winning time. It's a championship. That's all you're thinking about. And then that inhabits your brain so much that you are clouded in the perspective where you are and what you're doing. It's all you're thinking about. So being able to have that base of, I can go back no matter what happens when I step on the line, when I step on the court, when I step on the field, when I step on the diamond, whatever surface it is, you have to have that base to know where you are coming from and why you are doing the sport so that you can remember that that is why I did the sport. That is why I'm enjoying it. And at the end of the day, no matter what happens, you still have that to fall back on. And hopefully it is a good motivator for you and a good pick-me-up in case you didn't have a good game, you didn't have a good meet, you didn't have a good match, and so on and so forth. But remember those expectations and where you are, which leads me into number two. I mentioned a little bit last week, there is an especially daunting task, and I mentioned this especially with the senior monologue I did last week. You can find it in the feed below wherever you get this podcast. There is so much pressure that is being put on yourself. And I know especially it can be from outside people, and I know especially it can be put on yourself internally, right? An intrapersonal push to go towards this goal. You have to remember that focusing on the process is important, right? You can't focus on the outcome of every single match, every single game, every single tournament, whatever it may be. If you do that, there you are going to be put in a spot where it's going to be hit or miss. And there's a volatile way to think about sport, right? Just because you have a bad race, just because you have a bad game, that doesn't mean you just did bad things. It was not like, oh my gosh, I did everything wrong. There are things you do in a game that are good. It might not feel like it. It might feel like you did everything wrong, but there are things that you did that are good. First of all, you suited up. First of all, you fought through the elements of a school day to get to this competition. That's hard. Think of all the classmates that haven't been able to do that because it might be too hard for them, or they have a different focus and that's something that they don't want to pursue. You are doing it. You are stepping out and beyond to do that, right? Sports aren't a requirement at the high school level. Now, some you have to take sport classes, but that's not necessarily the case. But mind being, remember the process of what you were doing to get to that goal of playing in that certain game, getting to that certain record, getting to that certain time, place, finish in your championship standings. Remember about the process. The process is more important than the goal when it comes to the longevity of life. And that is especially how it folds over into sport. That for that more on that point, if you want to learn more, watch back to last week's episode in the second half of the segment and I walk you through once again. The third thing is blocking external elements. And you hear this all the time, but I'm going to go further and say, know they're there, but block them anyway. And this is how I would explain. A lot of coaches are going to say, ignore the externals, ignore the externals, ignore them, ignore them, ignore them, right? We're in April. Mother Nature can be very mean when it comes to weather in this month. Showers bring May flowers, but darn it, we want to play games or tournaments or whatever it may be, right? It's so hard. But here's what it comes down to. Know that those are there. And when I say know those are there, I think this is something that coaches kind of miss because there's always something there that's going to be an extra. You can't just push everything away, right? Everybody tells you to push it away, which you should block the external elements. You should not be banking on a game being canceled for the rain, prepare for it to happen. And then when it doesn't, say, oh, okay, that's fine. Now we can go back, we can relax, we can prepare for the next one because the last thing you want to do is bank on something not happening and then it happens because you're not prepared. Be prepared and have that event be pushed back so you're even more prepared instead of not being prepared if it actually happens because you're banking on it not happening, right? So that's a good thing from coaches. But there's got to be another thing first. Acknowledge those things are there because if you ignore them, if you ignore that bad test grade that you got, that's great. But let's be real. It's going to be there, right? I've been in a lot of the athlete's shoes, right? High school, middle school, college level especially. You can't just say, ignore this, ignore that. You can use those things as a motivator, right? You can use those things as something to piggyback onto when you need motivation or you need to get through a game or a tournament or whatever it may be, right? That helps build that mental toughness. If you are just pushing the bad completely away all the time, then that's going to create a bad habit, right? It's not going to let you go through the failures, right? It's good to have a positive mindset, but with those external elements maybe affecting you, but you should not be in the position where you are just pushing all the externals away all the time because then that creates a bad habit. Know they are there and acknowledge them, but prepare around them, right? Push them away in the right direction, right? Don't just shove them in the closet because at some point the closet's going to be overfilled and there's going to be a breakdown at some point, right? Whether it's physically, emotionally, whatever it may be. And that, trust me, I've been through many of them myself in my career. But know that they're there. Use that as a motivator. But now you can have the ability to push them, block them, or use it, right? Don't just be in full push away mode. Know how to use it and understand it. Know those external elements and then properly push them in whatever direction they need to be, internally for motivation or blocking them away to help you prepare. The fourth thing, and I think this is one that I know I have struggled with, right? And I do this sometimes a little bit too much and then not at all. Visualization is such a crucial thing in sport. It is such a big, big tool that can be taken and pushed to new heights. I've had the fortunate opportunity, those that, especially in the Reed City area where I'm from, to know a guy named Herb Lindsay. He was a long distance runner. He was a world cross country championship competitor. He was a national champion in the United States 10K championships in 1979. He's an amazing man. And I have learned so much from him, being a former Coyote myself, running collegiately. And especially one of the biggest things that he loves is visualization. Knowing where you are in a game, on the course, in a tournament, a match, wherever it may be, visualizing that point of what you're going to do when you hit that hard spot is so crucial. Because when you know that you are in the position that you're going to be in, and you know exactly what you're going to do, it helps create that less anxiety, right? It lets you breathe a little bit, you know? A lot of times we picture what could go wrong. Me, myself included, I'm raising my hand in this audio medium right now with you. A lot of times picture what could go wrong in a race. Oh, I might hit this barrier wrong in steeplechase. I might hit this mark in the race where I know there's a mental wall and I might fold. There's a lot of times where you prepare for that. And a lot of times we look at the negative, right? But sometimes we don't look at the positive, right? And you might be thinking, what's the positive of thinking negatively? No. Hear me out. Think positively about that negative thing coming. What happens when I get to this point? Well, I'm going to pick it up. I'm going to have that extra focus. I'm going to put my head down for 500 meters and I'm going to run a little bit faster and I'm going to get through it and I'm going to finish, right? That's a positive way to think about it. If I'm facing this arm that I've not gotten a hit off of in 3 months on some sort of competition where you might be facing a lot of these, you might know, might not have scored a goal, might not have gotten a base hit, right? Don't think about what might bad thing. Think about what good you can do by that preparation. And that is going to help you tremendously when you're visualizing that in practice, right? Visualize how you can get through an obstacle. Put that into practice in your routine. And then when you get to your competition and you do it, and then it works, you can use that positive momentum moving forward. And that's a crucial thing. The fifth tip I have, and it's really a short one because it's very self-explanatory, develop a strong support system. Mental health especially can be helped by your teammates, by your coaches, by just simply being around the right people, being able to talk through a lot of things you're going through. And that's important. If everybody could have a sports psychologist at the high school level, man, wouldn't that be a very helpful thing. But truthfully, a lot of schools don't have the resources for that. But you have your teammates. You have people that you can trust. Find those friends that you can be with, those coaches that can help you. Talk those things out. You're going through a slump. Tell them what's going on. Tell them what you're thinking physically and mentally, right? Tell them what you're thinking that you're doing physically and what you are doing mentally. Think about all the things that you are doing in the sport, why you're doing the sport. And most of the times you will find an answer that you could be thinking too much, you might not be thinking enough, or you need to think in a little bit different of a perspective, right? The mental health is a very crucial part in sport, and people are there to help you. Coaches are there to help you. Your parents are there to help you and your teammates are there to help you because at the end of the day, they want to have fun and be successful just like you. And they can have that give and take. That's where championship teams are made. And that is how you get the job done when everything becomes tough. Thank you guys for tuning in. Be sure to stand by for next week. And you can always subscribe WBRN.com and Spotify and Apple Podcasts so you don't miss out on this show. But I'm Brandon and I'm out here on the West Michigan Sports Show on WBRN.